Iowa guardsmen and women from 14 cities across the state, and we've had a great trip here. We came into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo, and then moved down a little bit south of there to Camp Bondsteel, which is where there are about 1,400 troops from 23 states and also Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and 330 of those troops are from Iowa. So I spent the day with the Iowa soldiers. We went to two cities, Jelani and Kamenicha, and we met with city officials and toured and went out on patrols. This is a international, multinational peacekeeping operation, and we went along the border, the eastern border of Kosovo is where some of the troops from Iowa are patrolling that border. So we actually went to one of the gates where a checkpoint, if you will, where the people come in or leave Kosovo from on the Serbian border there. So it's a very historic time in this region. Kosovo declared independence, their own independence, on February 17th, and that was one of the reasons that Governor Pawlenty from Minnesota and I were asked to be here. We're the first governors to come to Kosovo in a long time, and on a coordinated trip with the National Guard. And we also finally had the opportunity to meet with all of the high-ranking U.S. military officials, the commander here, the general in charge of the entire multi-force operation, and General Blum as well from Washington, D.C., the three-star general who the highest-ranking member of the Guard from the Pentagon. So a great trip, and the morale is high, the spirits are very good, and at the same time, these men and women are anxious to go home this summer. So I'd be happy to take any questions.
You described a list of various places you had visited on your trip. This is Stephen from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. I was wondering if you could give a sort of a timeline for that, for when these visits took place.
Yeah, we got in to Pristina early this morning. It's now it's 8:30 here, and so we got in early this morning. Flew in directly from Andrews Air Force Base to Pristina, and then helicoptered down to Camp Bondsteel. Got briefed there at Camp Bondsteel. The opportunity to then go to Jelani. It's to the north, a little bit northeast of Camp Bondsteel. We took a helicopter there, had lunch with the mayor, and did a walking tour, if you will, of the city, and then went over to the border area further to the east, to one of the gates, one of the checkpoints on the Serbian border, the border of Serbia, and then up, went further then north, straight north, up to Kamenicha. and met again there with city officials and Iowa troops who are responsible for that region. And then this evening flew back to Camp Bonsteel late afternoon, had another briefing there, then ate, went and had dinner with the troops from Iowa, and followed that with a town hall meeting with the Iowa troops, about 180 of them, and just wrapped that up within the last hour.
You mentioned that this was, that the historic Declaration of Independence was part of why you and the governor of Minnesota were asked to come. Would you care to describe what the other parts of the reasons were, or what were the other reasons?
Well, I mean, number one, we wanted to thank the troops here. We are very proud of the important work that they're doing here. We wanted to come into this theater to formally, you know, thank them and recognize them for the important service that they're providing for the state of Iowa and for our nation, and to get a better feel and an understanding as the Commander in Chief of the National Guard for the challenges that remain here and for the mission. So I'll be able to take back with me to Iowa, I think a better understanding of exactly what's happening here in this Balkan region, particularly in Kosovo, and with a better appreciation of the great sacrifices and the great work that these soldiers are providing every day.
Governor, it's Glover. Just to be clear, who issued the invitation, and what was it to be accomplished with this trip?
I was asked by Brigadier General John Dvorian. He is the commander here of the 35th Infantry Division. He has taken over as the Kosovo Force multinational commander. And also through General Blum, BLUM, he's a three-star general from the Pentagon. And he's here with us, and along with General Ron Dardis, the Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard, and the TAG, the Adjutant General from Minnesota, is also here with us as well.
And the mission was to accomplish, and what was it to be accomplished with the mission?
Well, I think number one, again, to thank the troops, but to also see firsthand the multinational force, the Kosovo force operation here, to get a better understanding of this international peacekeeping operation. Again, there are 35 nations that are a part of the entire multinational force. There are seven, including the United States, that are in this part of Kosovo, in this region. So, again, this is a historic time with this Kosovo declaring their independence on February 17th, and it has suddenly become a even more important region of all the things that are happening around the world. We want to make sure that we have a presence here. It appears that things are going very well.
Governor, this is Rebecca Maxwell from WHO Radio. And in your opinion, how will our presence in Kosovo be affected by the upcoming parliamentary election in Serbia next month?
That will be a very important day on May 11th. They have elections that are coming up, I think it's important that lines of communication remain open, whether it's with all of the important players in this region. We continue to have very good discussions with city officials, with the citizens of Kosovo, in anticipation of the May 11th election. And there's a lot of excitement, I think, in a very positive way. There's a lot of enthusiasm. This is there was euphoria in the streets here on February 17th when they declared independence. So everyone is looking forward to the elections that are upcoming. It's no different than the anticipation and that we sometimes see whether it's in Iowa or in the States with big elections. And there will certainly be a lot of interest on all sides, and the nation or the international community will be watching, but things are progressing along fine. And it will be historic given the time frame here in terms of the February 17th date. But we expect things will continue to go smoothly here in the future.
Governor, this is Kay from Radio Iowa. The last time Iowans either heard or saw something about that region, however, rioters were torching the American embassy. Is there a sense that there may be some sort of a cauldron erupt amidst this independence movement?
Well, that took place on the Serbia side.
Right. The border. Obviously.
And so in terms of... In terms of what the mood here in Kosovo, things are going well, but we have a multinational force in this region because of the importance of trying to help maintain stability in this region and the Balkans generally, and this is also part of a larger NATO-led effort. So it will be important to maintain the peace and the order in the future to help to do our part. And these Iowa troops are doing that every day. And from what I've seen, things appear to be going well.
Governor Tom Bowman, proximity? How many Iowa troops are in proximity to that to the Serbian border? You said that there's a number of them guarding a checkpoint at the Serbian border. Does that election mean that there are troops that could potentially be in harm's way if something were to get ugly around election time?
Well, the troops are potentially in harm's way every day. This is an important operation, a multinational operation. That's why we're here. So the 230 Iowans are spread out. Some are near the border there, not far from Jilan, but others are spread out in closer to Camp Bonsteel or other municipalities in the area. So, again, things are progressing, and these troops are doing an outstanding job. That's really the focus of my visit, is to thank them. No one can anticipate precisely what's going to happen anywhere in the world, whether it's this region or somewhere else. But it seems like this multinational force is really working hard and seeing a lot of success.
Was there anything significant about the timing of the visit, or was it just when it was good for the governors to come visit?
Actually, it's a combination of things. These trips are somewhat challenging to schedule, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that we had all of the leadership team in terms of the Pentagon officials and the commanders and others that were able to be here when the Governor Pawlenty and I could be here. So the timing just worked this weekend very well for all of us, and I was glad that I was able to show up and personally thank the troops for the great job that they're doing.
Was there a reason that, in particular, that you and Governor Pawlenty were chosen to visit?
Well, in part because of the high number of men and women serving from the two respective states. So Minnesota has, I think, closer to 600 troops, and we're over 300, and so we're really carrying a lot of the load here. Again, there are about 1,400 troops total. So between the two, we've got more than half of all the troops here from 23 different states at Camp Bonsteel.
And why did that happen? Why was it that this disproportionate amount of troops were from these two states were in that part of the world?
Well, at different times, Iowa and Minnesota have been one of the leading states in the nation in terms of per capita number of guardsmen and women serving. That's true in, you know, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, or here in Kosovo. So our, you know, citizen soldiers are stepping up to the plate. They're getting the job done. Some of them have done multiple tours now. And, you know, once again, Iowans are, you know, serving with distinction, and they're also, you know, serving as much, if not more, than per capita than most other states. So that's, you know, we're here to thank them for that commitment.
All right, any other questions? Governor, one wrap-up here. Are there more Iowa troops in Kosovo than anywhere else in the world besides Iraq, as far as you know?
We can get that confirmed for you, but I believe that is the case right now. I'll have Brad follow up with you.
And who is that, Stephen?
I was just wondering really quick. I know we were going to... Oh, sorry.
Who asked that last question?
That was Tom Beaumont.
Okay, sorry.
Tom. Okay, yep.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I was just going to ask, I know we were going to limit our questions to Kosovo, but I was wondering how your trip to visit the troops in Kosovo fits into your total approach to treating troops across overseas. I know you've put in a number of new initiatives, such as rewarding guardsmen with multiple tours, for example. I just wanted to know how it fit in your total approach.
Well, I mean, I think it, again, you know, will renew my commitment to take care of our men and women who wear the uniform. So I want to make sure we do everything we can back in Des Moines at the legislature to pass good public policy measures that will make sure that the resources and the services are there for our troops when they return. I think it fits in with the overall commitment of our administration to our veterans and to those serving. But it gives you a different kind of perspective. I was able to see, you know, firsthand in the winter of 2007 the amazing talent and skill of the Iowa National Guard when they helped us get through that very challenging set of winter storms. At one point we had 300,000 or more homes without power. Now I've been able to come over here and once again see them in action, in theater, and you know, you really do have to see it to believe, the very positive things that are happening here on the ground. And it's taken a lot of hard work and, again, a lot of time away from their families and sacrifices. but you know, it's important, I think, for governors to see their troops, you know, in action.
All right. Well, if there are no other questions.